I'd call it a cur.
Okay. What about a small, noisy dog?
No specific name that I can think of.
What about Fife?
Fife?
Fife. Do you ever hear that?
No.
And if you had a mean dog, you tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will
bite you.
And you say, yesterday the dog
bit someone.
And the person had to go to the doctor after he got
bitten.
Did you ever say after he got dog bit?
No.
And the animals that you plow with would be?
Mules.
And two of those hitched together would be
a team.
And another kind of animal that looks, what's a mule across between?
A jackass.
And a...
What now?
A jackass and a...
A mule is a cross between a jackass and a donkey.
Okay. And kind of animal that you milk?
The cow.
What's a male called?
A bull.
Was that word nice to you?
What?
Did that word sound all right to you?
Certainly.
Did you ever hear of, say, women or older people feeling embarrassed to say the word bull?
Never.
And little one, when it's first born, is a...
calf.
And if it's a female, it's a...
calf.
And if it's a male?
It's still a calf.
And if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you said she was going to...
foal.
Any other ways of saying that?
No.
And the animals that you ride are called?
Horses.
Did y'all have horses when you were growing up?
No.
Did you ever ride or?
I rode, but I didn't have horses.
And, oh, I was going to ask you, when did horse racing come in? Were they always interested in that?
Horse racing here in Natchitoches?
Well, they don't allow it here in Natchitoches.
No, but they had horse races here in Natchitoches as early as 1829.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They had a racetrack right across the river here.
When did it die out?
It died out about in the 1860s or 70s.
Just
lack of money is the reason.
In the parishes near here, they have, wasn't there a race that, someone had told me about a race, Clarence or something?
Yeah, now there was a racetrack north of Natchitoches here, Clarence Downs, they called it. It was unsuccessful. They still have races down at Melrose, which is on Cane River, on weekends, during the summer months.
Do they have betting on it?
Yes, they do. But that's a very complicated situation here, because racing is considered gambling, and gambling is not approved by the Protestants, so supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Catholic Church doesn't bother them.
Mm-hmm.
And so racing around here strictly it was the Catholic people that did this.
Mm-hmm.
See. And they opened a racetrack in Shreveport, you know, in Bossier City, just last year. Multi-million-dollar thing. Well, the majority of the people in the city of Bossier City were against this, because they're mostly Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
Uh-huh.
But, and most of the clientele there is from Dallas and places like that, see. But it's been very successful. Very hot issue in this part of the country right now.
They don't allow racing at all in Texas.
Well, that makes sense.
Why do you say it makes sense?
Well, because racing is completely infiltrated with the organized crime. That's my personal feelings.